Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We didn't leave enough time for Answer the Internet earlier, the randoms, so I wanted to do more.
That was very funny.
Mm-hmm. Maitland?
Yes.
This is very hypothetical. I know this would never happen. I'm saying that so no busybody goes, she said me. For $100,000, would you put a baby in the microwave for 2 seconds?
No.
$101,000. You seem like you're close.
No.
There's not enough money in the world.
There's not. Mm-mm.
2 seconds?
That's pretty short.
I know. Like,
but pregnant ladies aren't even supposed to get near a microwave.
Well, that baby's not pregnant. It can't even do that
yeah.
yet.
Yeah. And, I mean, you put tinfoil in there, it doesn't immediately respond, and it's metal.
Yeah.
It doesn't?
Not it's immediately. Well, not no, 2 seconds.
True. It takes it a second. Yeah. I mean, these aren't the microwaves of the 1960s. They're pretty much safe now.
Yeah. You can put anything in a microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I say I don't want kids, and then my mom turns that into, well, you hate children. And so I don't want
to. You don't want to add to that legacy?
No, no.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Maitland is a no for cooking babies.
Yes.
Boy, hard stance, huh?
Yeah. I'm okay with going down for that one.
Right. Hot Wings, what is the worst way to propose?
The worst way to propose would be in the middle of the eulogy of the girl's father.
that's pretty bad. Especially if you're giving it. Hey, by the way, you know what he wouldn't have liked? Me saying, will you marry me? So here I am.
Yes. And part of your proposal involves a bag of Taco Bell.
I was going to say, for me, the answer would have been all those dudes who drag their feet about wanting to get married to the point where their significant other starts to say, I would like a ring. And then he gives it to her while in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Or he just says, fine, let's get married and never buys a ring. What sort of douchebag does that, by the way?
Yeah. Here, fine.
That should be a sign. Kelly, if you could play for any fictional sports team, which one would it be?
Team Puppinsuds from Brink. It's the rollerblading team.
From
they
Brink?
Took on
what's
yeah,
Brink?
It's a Disney movie about rollerbladers.
Yeah, it's the rollerblade movie that Kelly quotes daily.
Oh yeah, gosh. What are they called? The Puppinsuds?
Team Puppinsuds, because the pet grooming company was the only one that would sponsor them.
Oh,
the kid had to get a job there to work off being a bad friend. Team Puppinsuds. Obviously, I would not be Team X Blades, and all the Brink fans know exactly why. They were douchebags. The douchebags of the early 2000s on rollerblades. Team Puppinsuds all the way.
It's an easy question.
Steve?
Charleston Chiefs.
Who's that?
From
Slapshot.
From Slapshot, yeah.
That's a good movie. Man.
Yeah, with the Hanson twins, or the Hanson brothers.
Can you skate well enough you could play on a hockey team?
I can skate as well as the Hansons did.
Okay.
Yes.
Maitland, what about you?
The Rockford Peaches.
Oh, that's a good one.
That'd be cute.
It's not fictional, though.
Well, that's true.
Well, I mean
that makeup maybe of players was fictional, but those were real teams.
That is true. Okay.
I mean, that would be like saying Minnesota Twins or the Chicago Cubs because you watch Dunston Checks In, but the Cubs are very real.
Yeah.
Dunston Checks In.
Maybe I'd be.
I think that was a chimpanzee playing baseball thing, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'd be on the rifle twirling team from Cadet Kelly.
Is that a porno she did?
Yeah, Cadet Kelly.
No,
yeah.
It's a Hillary Duff
movie. Yeah, it was a follow-up to Kelly's Privates.
Oh, no.
Kelly gives some major ass. What?
Yeah, it's a movie where Hilary Duff has to go to military school because her stepdad thinks that she needs to learn some discipline. And then she joins the, I know it's not rifle twirling, but that's what I'm going to call it. Because she was super
team?
In, yes, she was super into gymnastics. And then eventually turns part of the routine into ribbon twirling. And it's beautiful and fun.
I don't think Dunstan Checks In was about baseball.
What was it about? No,
that was about a chimpanzee.
A young boy befriends a larcenous orangutan.
Oh, an orangutan.
In a luxury hotel.
Yeah,
that's but they played baseball, right? With the Cubs?
Doesn't look like it.
What's the baseball monkey movie?
It ain't that.
What's their one? A chimpanzee played baseball?
No, you're thinking, because you said the Cubs,
I know rookie
and the,
of the year
Cubs
is
and the Twins.
The Twins.
That was rookie
of the year.
Year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Harold Faltermeyer, whatever his name was.
Henry Rowan Gardner.
Yeah.
That's it.
Harold Faltermeyer wrote Axel F.
Oh, I'm glad I said Faltermeyer and not.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would have been stupid.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Dunstan Checks In. I've never heard of
that. Yeah, I thought that had Matt LeBlanc in it.
That is Ed.
Oh, that's
it's
Ed.
Is that
Ed.
A monkey playing baseball?
That's a monkey movie.
I typed
movie.
In baseball monkey movie.
Yeah.
And it's
still
Ed.
Wrong, but not as wrong as you thought.
Does he play for the Cubs?
Starring Matt LeBlanc.
Does he?
And
does
his friendly ball-playing chimpanzee as his team's mascot.
Did that come out at roughly the same time as Dunstan Checks In? Kind of like, like Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Dunstan Checks In was 96.
So was Ed.
Yeah. That's where the confusion comes in.
Everything's all right now. Did
we
he play for the Cubs?
Two ape movies.
Let me look at their uniforms.
Dunstan Checks In was Jason Alexander, Faye Dunaway, and Eric Lloyd.
I don't think it was the Cubs.
Oh,
it was directed by Ken Kwapis.
Oh, I love
Kwapis.
Kwapis.
Do you want to know what team I would be on?
Yes, Howings.
The Average Joes.
Oh, that's
my
a great
gosh.
One.
Dodgeball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You win.
Yeah.
The Unibrow Lady.
It was that or the Flint Tropics.
the Unibrow Lady was on. Yeah,
she was on
Globo
Gym.
Yeah.
I would be on Hoosiers.
Yeah,
of course.
That's not. Yeah. I guess that is fictional.
Yeah. But it's based on a real story, so that's a
fictionalized version of real.
Semi-pro would be a good one.
What height is that rim, by the way?
It's 10 feet.
Just like back in Hickory.
You know what question my wife likes to ask me whenever it comes up?
Can we shut this off?
Could you shut up? No. Boy,
why did I make such
though.
A mistake?
How long do you think you'll live?
Got life insurance paid up?
Yeah. Thinking about getting sleep apnea?
Did you update the will?
See if it tastes like arsenic. I was going to say, how long does it take a train to stop? Oh. Anybody know the answer?
Over.
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 A mile.
One. To smile.
Let's see. Oh, this one we've done.
What is it?
Maitland, would you rather be sticky or itchy the rest of your life?
Sticky.
Anybody choose itchy?
I'm going itchy.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would hate being sticky, but when you were just, like, laying down in bed, you wouldn't notice the stickiness, though. As much as, like, when like in the winter when my skin is itchy and I'm trying to sleep and my back itches, I hate that.
Is it? Am I sticky all over? Or is it, like, just my right hand or just my left foot or something?
Everywhere.
I'm going itchy.
I could find a way to make sticky work for me.
Like, what do you mean?
Like
start using your body as a post-it note.
Yeah, just make it, you know, some sort of daily convenience. Like reaching for my coffee, I don't need to make sure I got a good grip on it. I just
think of the time you'd save by having sticky body parts. Yeah.
You'd be so good at lint rolling all of your furniture.
Yeah,
then your sticky's just going to be covered in lint.
Then you go take a shower.
Yeah. Oh, you ever tried to shower off something sticky?
Yeah,
it doesn't
never
work.
Works well.
No, it doesn't work.
You just immerse yourself in.
You know, Kelly makes homemade sap.
Yeah.
Well, maple syrup from the sap. What is the weirdest thing you've said to someone during sex? Anyone can answer.
God, I have no idea. I say all kinds of weird things just to try to be funny, but I don't remember any of them. I mean,
mine I remember because it was recent, and it was, "What do you think you are, a superhero?"
I asked a guy if he was crying one time.
Was he crying?
He was. And then I laughed.
Oh, boy.
It was bad.
Is that the right thing to do?
It wasn't. It turns out. Yeah, he was crying. I was like, "You crying, you little bitch?" Just kidding. I didn't say that.
I bet the tone was that.
Probably.
You might not have said, you little bitch.
No.
I bet once you laughed, that's certainly the tone.
Yeah.
Like, did you laugh in his face?
Yes.
Or did you have to turn around to laugh in his face? Or?
No, we were face to face.
Okay.
And he was crying. And I was like, what? Is he
What's
crying?
What's appropriate? Because it was it someone you had a long-term relationship with?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I barely knew him.
Okay, because I was hoping that was the answer, only because what are you supposed to do if someone you're hooking up with starts to cry during sex? Because if it's long-term, it's more easily accessible to get into the emotions with them mm-hmm. and talk about it.
Sure.
But if it's someone where they're saved in your phone with a bumblebee after it, it's a little more difficult to break down their emotional well-being.
Yeah. And I mean, the lights were off, so I could kind of like hear the muffled crying. And then I was like, is he crying? Like, are you? And so I just said, are you crying?
You just got a runny nose, maybe?
Yeah, because that's happened before. I've gotten a little dribble from a runny nose.
I've
that's
had
fine.
That.
But when he was like, yeah, it's just so beautiful, I laughed.
Oh.
I was like,
man.
If that's the reason you're
probably,
crying,
yeah, yeah, he's a broken person and he finally feels something.
You seriously do not know me well enough.
Yeah, it's one thing if he got injured and he was crying.
Sure. Or if he was just like, I'm not ready for this and I thought I was or something, you know, then I'd be like, all right, whatever. But no, he's just crying. That's so weird.
A couple people have been ratted out by their significant other, both women ratting out their boyfriend or the man in their life. Quote, my boyfriend said his own name during sex last week.
Oh.
Was it like, did he go, oh, Brian? Like, was he into himself?
Or was it like, yeah, Brian, give it to her.
Yeah, yeah, you're
Either
the best
way.
Poker, Brian.
Oh, or maybe he's hooking up with a Brian so that if he ever does say the wrong name in bed, he can just be like, I was just saying my own name.
That is, whoa, the twist.
That would be a good way to cover it.
This one said, my husband said the Lord wants me to nut.
Approved.
Yeah. I mean, if you
I've received a testimony.
I think if you've been with somebody a while, saying outrageous things is hilarious.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know if I would first date that one. I guess it depends on what the lead up though has been too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're on like a second date, maybe too soon. If you've been kind of talking for a couple months and know each other's senses of humor, then you may be able to get away with that one.
Yeah, that's a roll of the dice.
I mean, I do. Right. I like saying outrageous things, like, you know, if you've been with somebody a while, just going, hey, what do you think your mom's doing right now?
Oh no!
All right, let's each text our significant others right now and say what's the weirdest thing I've said during sex?
Okay. I'm not sure Bob will answer his phone.
Yeah, the Hot Wings cat writes back, the weirdest thing he said during sex is, I hate when the website times out.
Yeah, this is awful.
Stupid screensaver.
I can't wait to turn you into compost.
This text, my husband screamed, America! While climaxing once. It was weirdly patriotic.
Salute.
This text, we were playing pizza delivery person.
Like big sausage pizza delivery?
Role playing. And when I neared climax, I said, this isn't delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Oh, no.
See, that stuff is hilarious to me.
It is.
That
I
is
agree.
So funny.
Oh, God. This one. I had a guy tell me he loved me like he loved his sister while we were having sex.
Ew, no.
Oh boy!
I'm your
okay,
sister,
that's, yeah, that's so different. That's so different.
That's really bad. Oh, I wish I could. Gosh, if I just changed the order of the words around, because none of the words are a swear, right?
You can't trust me to answer that.
Give it a shot. You got the dump button right there.
Thanks, Maitland.
You're welcome.
I'll read it backwards.
There we go.
Gooch my in knuckle a shove.
You could have said that in the regular way.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yes,
I think it was on the line, but in the backwards way, it's perfectly fine. Don't even know what it means. Such a brilliant trick I wrapped it in a puzzle.
Awesome.
Oh, God, this was bad. We were sweaty and we were tripping balls, and I apparently told my partner that her bits were slimy.
Oh, boy.
As in?
Slimy is not a good word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Not a good word.
Hey, baby, you got some gross lung protectors.
Next time, call them squishy.
Yeah.
See those slimy. Let me see those slimy bits.
You got slippery knockers.
Well, I think you can send these in all day. This one, Tino from Texas writes, the weirdest thing I ever said during sex is, I was about to climax and something just hit me as funny. I don't even really know what, but it's that feeling you get when you laugh because you're not supposed to laugh. And the woman I was with said, what is going on? And all I could think to say was, I'm just so happy, while I was laughing, and she must think I'm a weirdo. That story she tells so differently.
Yeah.
Because she thinks you were having like a manic moment, probably.
Can I tell you what my wife responded when I texted her and said, what's the weirdest thing I've said during sex?
Yes.
And she sent back like the rosy cheeks, open eyes wide emoji. And she said, I don't pay attention.
Oh, no.
God, how many therapy appointments do you have a week?
Oh, yeah, that's a recurring event in the calendar.
Just kidding. That's a good one. I can see any of us getting that response, by the way.
Don't try to make it better. Just let me wallow in this.
I was the one crying one time, so.
Like, related to the sex or just?
No, I was just really drunk and started crying.
Oh, God.
So beautiful.
What do you think motivated the cry? Like, was it a happy cry, a sad cry, a disappointed cry?
I think it was just I'm feeling too many things all at once right now.
Blood alcohol content so close to your lungs forgetting to breathe, maybe?
And was that Marilyn? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, but but you've told us Marilyn doesn't have sex.
Well, that's why.
Marilyn's a hot mess and cries a lot.
Yeah. But clearly, that's what converged there.
We should have Marilyn sitting on the show someday. Yeah. I bet you that'd be getting a lot of dumps. She seems like a real hooker.
If I can have a Tuesday off, we'll do it for the next plan.
Okay.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.